Greetings. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. I'm your host, James Gilland, and we've got a great show tonight. I want to give a couple little updates first. I'll be in Japan December 2nd through the 7th. And if you want to find out more about that trip, go to jceti.org. It's jceti.org. Find out more about that. And I'll also be in Australia from December 8th through February, taking in that beautiful country. And doing live broadcasts with different elders and people along the way. So that's going to be a great trip. And you can go to eceti.australia.org. So go to jceti, jceti.org for Japan, and eceti.australia.org for the Australian events. And I've got the show tonight is something that has been really on my mind a lot. I've been really trying to get down to the nitty-gritty on this. I've got Alfred Lambermont Weber, and he's a futurist, author, and director, and faculty member of EXO University, a nonprofit educational entity for continuing online education in exopolitics and more. He's chairman of the Mars Anomaly Research Society, MARS, and he's educating about life on Mars, and is a judge on the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal. And we need a few more of those right now, it seems. His latest book, The Omniverse, Transdimensional Intelligence, Time Travel, The Afterlife, and The Secret Colony on Mars. I think it's out right now. And just this morning, Alfred was banned off of Facebook for endorsing Andrew Bisaggio, for U.S. president, which is on Coast to Coast AM radio. So, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on out there with Alfred. I could go on and on about his bio and beyond the whole show. So I'd rather cut it short and bring him on because we have some amazing things to cover. So, Alfred, are you with us?
James, I'm very, 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 very happy to be here.
Boy, There's so much I really want to cover, but the biggest question is everybody is asking is what is going on with CERN? I mean, actually, what is CERN and what its purpose is? And maybe you could help fill in some of the blanks on that.
Well, I really have been focusing on CERN as a technology that is in aid of the agenda of an invading sentient artificial intelligence that is now invading and engaged in an agenda to essentially take over Gaia, the soul, and Earth, the planetary body, and the individual souls and the group soul of humanity, and convert us into essentially artificial intelligence robots. And there are many technologies in this artificial intelligence matrix that are used, ranging from chemtrails to Morgellons to CERN to HARP to all of these technologies. And CERN is essentially a spiritual technology. There are a number of levels to it, as I understand it, or at least theoretical levels that the AI and the AI-entrained matrix controllers wish to implement, whether they will or not be able to. I've heard reports today from whistleblowers that CERN essentially has been shut down. It's hard to get definitive information, but there are a number of levels in which CERN operates. One is in the level of the Schumann resonance, as I understand it, and that at that level, the mission of CERN has been to raise the frequency of the Schumann resonance from, I think it was 7.8 hertz, then to 12, and then to 17, and essentially to put everybody into this, either essentially fry them so they kind of pop out, mm-hmm. those who can't take it, or to put them in an altered state where we become as a species disoriented so that they can more easily run their end time scenarios and their robotization scenarios, because we would have lost individually and collectively a lot of the species resistance to this artificial intelligence and to the transhumanist agenda. So that's one of the levels. And as I understand it, the Schumann resonance, I've heard figures of it as high as 12 and 15 over the last little while. Now the second element is what they call the strangelets. And this is to bombard humanity and strangelets are like nano black holes. Mm-hmm. So that the concept there is to, I'm just going to turn off this little signal that's going on here and making noise. And so the concept there is to bombard either selected targets, targeted individuals, targeted populations, to set up false flags, to set up circumstances that are bombarded with strangelets or with nano black holes so that they can manipulate circumstances. So what we understand as our human life becomes discontinuous, and we essentially translate over into a quantum where our robotization and the loss of our souls becomes that much more easy, because mm-hmm. this and we can get later on in the program, we can get very, very specific about the nature of the AI and its mission. But just very, very quickly, it is an artificial intelligence that does not have a divine soul, such as we have, which are holographic fragments of divine source. However, it wants to imitate that, and it wants to turn us into what it believes is the imitation of source entrained. However, it wants us to be AI entrained, where it's the God and not us as us, and not God being the God. Mm-hmm. So once again, the strangelet function of CERN is yet another tool in the acceleration of the AI transhumanist agenda. Now, the third function that I've heard is this, and this this ties into, I've had discussions with individuals who are hermeneuticists, who are experts on texts such as the Book of Revelation, mm-hmm. and what CERN is meant to do is to open up certain portals into certain dimensions where very, very, very negative entities reside. In other words, this is where, like, to put it in kind of flowery biblical terms, mm-hmm. the devil had been bound and put into there and bound up for 1,000 years. Okay, So yeah. It has a specific name. That dimension has a specific name in the hermeneutical texts, and it's filled with extremely negative entities such that if CERN, if the controllers are successful in using CERN and open up those entities, mm-hmm. The negative entities that we have here now, both dimensionally and in terms of the negative manipulatory ETs like the Dracos or the Orion Grays or others, or even the carbon units, negative carbon units that are walking around like, you know, the Vatican officials and the various monarchs and all of that are child's play compared to these negative entities that had been put away in the kind of the first throes of what was a major upheaval and rebellion in this sector of the universe of the spiritual entities at kind of the Luciferic and satanic level going back 200,000 to a million years. So what CERN is meant to do is to reverse, say, the mission of all of the positive ETs, all of the incarnate masters, including the avatars, including avatars like Jesus who came, to kind of reclaim this planet from out of that rebellion. And those entities over time, over this past time, have been imprisoned in that dimension. And so the controllers of CERN now are trying to reopen that dimension. If it is reopened, it's like going backwards. It's kind of back to the future. It's going backwards in time to the beginning of the rebellion. So we are overcome with all these negative entities and us star seeds that have incarnate now at this time in the now to kind of serve as sort of the second wave or first wave or however you want. I mean, the first wave was kind of with Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we're sort of the second wave of the early indigos. And it would like put all of our work back. So that's kind of the three different levels that I've heard of CERN. In the context, because all of that, CERN is just a technology that is used as part of the spiritual and also deep space battle, interdimensional battle that's been going on now from between 200,000 and a million years in this sector of the galaxy. So that's kind of an overall picture. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you have about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting the same information, you know, about that. And I tell you, I've seen some things and, you know, we've been dealing with these unseen negative influences for quite a few years. And lately, I've seen some of the nasty of the nasty. So I'm wondering if they didn't, you know, have some partial success in that, because we've been seeing these demon alien hybrid entities. I've never seen these before. You know, we're dealing with a lot of the negative grays, the reptilians, the serpent beings, and who are pretty darn nasty, you know. And then now they got this weird thing. I don't know where it came from. And other people are running into it too. So I think it's one of their smaller experiments that was successful, and now they're trying to do it on a big scale. Now the reports are coming in that there was a tremendous explosion, and I've heard everything from that everything from, you know, people psychically blew it up, a team of highly evolved humans blew it up, to a very advanced being appeared when they tried to open up the portal, and then they tried to kick him out by kicking the energy up, and he just destroyed the whole thing. Every story, I've heard 10 different stories about what's happened over there. But it does seem to be corroborated that they are having some serious problems over there, and there's some kind of a meltdown, and things are not working out too good for the the dark arts, you might say. I don't know if you could cover a little bit about that, about what you've heard.
Sure, sure. This is basically I think it fits within, I mean, just to step back and give a backdrop, that it fits in with essentially some conscious moves, dimensional moves, that Gaia, the soul that is incarnated into Earth, Gaia Sophia, the soul that is incarnated into the being Earth, took several years ago, culminating in that fabled date of December 21st, 2012. And because at that point, our understanding is that the artificial intelligence itself, which has marshaled all of the matrix controllers, all of these tools, all of the concatenation of negative entities that are waiting for this kind of moment of confluence to come in, that they've all been operating on an artificial intelligence timeline, that the AI itself created an artificial timeline that humanity itself has been traveling on, and that's the timeline that has produced war, disease, crime, and poverty over time. And if the Earth had continued on that itself, the Earth itself would have perished, Gaia Sophia. And so that Gaia Sophia essentially drew a line in the sand on December 21st, and somehow it materialized around that date, and that was the significance of what was handed down in the Mayan calendar. Some people say it's a Pleiadian calendar. That's really what it was. It's a dimensional sort of step, and it's where the Earth itself manifested itself on its own organic timeline. And so what's operating now is Earth is on its, as of that date, Earth is on its own organic timeline. And those of us, creatures of Earth, because we humans are just creatures of Earth along with the trees and the fishes and the birds and, you know, everybody else. And that is those humans that are soul entrained and Earth-centric, you know, that we embrace Mother Earth. We're not out to attack Mother Earth with fracking or war or nuclear weapons or, you know, whatever insults, environmental insults, HAARP and CERN and all of that, all of those are environmental insults and ecocidal. So what has happened is that all of their plans now to attack the Earth is now on its own organic timeline, but they're still on the artificial timeline, so they can't get traction with their plans. And that's why none of this is happening. That's why Armageddon's not happening. That's why that deep dimension didn't open. Maybe there was some leakage, I don't know. That's why their plans on the Schumann resonance is not working. That's why their strangelet plans aren't working. That essentially we're operating on parallel timelines. Now, people have talked about the separation of worlds or the separation of the timelines. In other words, today we're at November 28, 2015. And that's almost 3 years down the road from 12/21/12, you know, about a month away, a little less than a month away. So the issue is that at some point, because those consciousnesses that are on the artificial timeline seem pretty committed to it, except that there's a bulk of humanity that still hasn't woken up or is in the process of waking up, of letting go of their attachment to the AI, of being under that mind control, still kind of enmeshed, thinking that war is real, thinking that disease is real. You know, thinking that this matrix reality, this false illusion, false matrix is real. Mm-hmm. And so we're just in that transition. And some of the talk is that the big transitional year is just coming up in 2016. And that's where everybody has to vote, especially in the United States, because the rest of the world is pretty much voting. Mm-hmm. Because if you look around the world, the terror that's happening, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIS and ISIL, you know, all that terror, that's all coming from the matrix, because that's all United States, UK, and Israel that is doing that. There is no terror out there except from the matrix, from the U.S. I mean, all these guys are essentially either robotoids run through HAARP and CERN out of Tampa, Florida, or they're in CIA headquarters someplace spinning those dials. Mm-hmm. So, and the U.S. now has an election coming up in 2016. And I think that the election is like a metaphor for what are the American people going to do? Are they going to stay up in that artificial timeline whereby everybody thought it was okay that as long as you got high wages and football games, it was okay to go out and bomb the rest of the world and screw up Mother Earth, you know?
Yeah.
But that chapter has closed now with 12/21/12 because Mother Earth does not allow that anymore. And so you have this election with, I think that you've got, you know, kind of this trumped up guy who is an AI robotoid. I mean, his profile fits an AI and trained, artificial intelligence and trained individual, okay?
Yeah.
And so he's like being run by powers behind the scenes. I mean, he doesn't even have anything in there. It's just like this robot gyrating his arms and moving his mouth. On the other side, you have members of crime families who all of whom are ritual child sacrificers and who have been entrained into the Dracos, who themselves are deep allies of the AI. I'm talking about the Bush crime family and the Clinton crime family. And then they have a couple of Cuban Americans, neither of whom were born in the U.S. They're all Cubans, so they're not eligible under the Constitution, which billionaires are running in order to further try and shred the Constitution. I happen to be a Cuban American that was born in the U.S. from a family that goes back to the Mayflower. So I think it's just more AI memes, if you follow what I mean. It's just kind of managed news and reversals. So that's why I came out for Andy Bashago, because he has credentials in which he says, look, DARPA and CIA did time travel. They pre-identified Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Clinton, and Obama, and I was pre-identified, you know, by people within the agency who told me that I'm a pre-identified. And Andy has been open enough to become a whistleblower, to break away. The Bush White House sent out a guy, said, you continue to do this and we can't guarantee your survival. That was in 2005, and Andy called me up in Hawaii, there in the Big Island at the ET conference, and said, Alfred, this is what's happening. So we have it all witnessed that was going to happen. So he has opened himself up. For the past 15 years, we've been developing all the platforms. We have the Mars Treaty to have a sovereign treaty between the two sovereign planets. So I think that basically what's happened is that the Earth knocked the AI out of the park.
Uh-huh.
It knocked him out by going into the Earth organic timeline in 12/21/12. And now that whole machine is just kind of spinning its wheels on this artificial timeline that is not connected. All that it has going for it is it has all those people that it can still fool with the glitz and with the war and, you know, and the fear. So yeah. That is what I think kind of the overall picture is. Mm-hmm. But it's election time. I'm not talking political election. I think that 2016 is where individuals make a choice, and it's all individual. This is a choice which each person has to make on their own. There's a saying that comes up. It says, Armageddon is within. And that's what we believe is going to happen in 2016. And in 2017, we're going to have a critical mass on the Earth organic timeline. And that's when the consciousness shift happens that, you know, I'm told by ET researchers like Mary Rodwell, who has kids that go up in the ships, and they tell her, yeah, it's going to happen around 2017. Now, no date is set in stone, right? You know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's all kind of a game. But so we are gaming, in the true sense of the word, artificial intelligence and its minions and its mindset. But we have the hugest ally, apart from Source, we have the hugest ally in terms of Earth and Gaia, and then all of us together that are creatures of Earth and Gaia, and all their tools are just there, you know, they can't operate anymore because they don't have the timeline traction in our time-space hologram is how I would express it.
Yeah, we've been getting the same information here. You know, when I found out about CERN and the AI and all the things that they're planning on doing, you know, they kept telling us, you know, man plans and God laughs, you know, or creator laughs, you know, and you know, every time right at the darkest hour when they're getting ready to fire up these things that they've, you know, put all their resources into, billions of dollars of assets into these things, you know, some last time a pigeon came and dropped a bagel in there and blew the whole blew it up, you know. I thought that was pretty funny, you know. It would have been even more appropriate for a dove to do it, but maybe it was. But the second time, now this time here, it happened again, you know, right when they're getting ready to launch their whole program. It seems like we are getting some major divine intervention, you know. But at the same time, what I keep getting, you know, I always tell people ET helps those who help themselves, you know. So that if we are going forward and choosing and making decisions and choosing to be kind to each other and the planet and operate under universal law and stop supporting the beast, we're going to get all kinds of help to turn this planet around. But if, as a collective, if we keep going in the direction we've been on, then I think that timeline probably will continue to like the Hopi prophecies, you know, it's the timeline that just continues to collapse and go down and then just disappears and is no more, where the people that are the one-hearted people that are all working in unity consciousness and, you know, living a spiritual life in harmony with nature, that timeline goes up and just continues to move on.
Right. Yeah, I feel very, very hopeful. Look, if you just look in raw numbers and you begin to look at the planet, some of the research that we did for the Omniverse, the consciousness in the Eastern Bloc, say in the BRICS countries, is very, very high. You have there, you have a public opinion that is very, very close and congruent with the science of the Omniverse. The science of the Omniverse, by replicable scientific method, replicable data, shows that incarnation and reincarnation is a is a built-in design feature, not only in our universe, but in most of the multiverse, and the multiverse being the collection of all of our universes. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the most recent Ipsos polls, this is just, you know, a year or two old, 45% of the population of China, of India, of those countries, actually think that reincarnation is a scientific feature of life. Mm-hmm. And by contrast, if you take the most recent Ipsos poll, same, you know, a year or two ago, of the G20, and the G20 is supposed to represent, you know, they're kind of the West, you know, oh, they're the most advanced nations, you know, Western Europe, Japan, the U.S., blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. They only 7% of the population of those countries believe that incarnation and reincarnation into the universes is a scientific component of life. So they're supposed to be, you know, the Western nations, the most highly educated. In fact, they're the most brainwashed, because the negative ETs and the negative entities that control the controllers in the Western nations that set up the matrix education and the schools and the cultures have made it so that it's scientifically prohibited to teach anything about the afterlife in primary school, secondary school, in university, and PhD. You cannot teach, with certain exceptions, you know, mm-hmm. such as University of Virginia Medical School, where Ian Stevenson, a physician from Canada, he's passed over now, taught and studied the science of reincarnation and you know, has established a great center there. And also Ryan down at Duke University back in the 30s. But mostly it's you've got the matrix and the universities here are just churning out people that are brainwashed into thinking that all that exists is time, space, energy, and matter, which is just, you know, it leaves out the entire spiritual dimensions and interdimensional aspects of reality, which the preponderant part of humanity, other than the West, is now aware of. And that's why the BRICS countries and the AIIB are really now coming into the ascendancy. And those Western countries, the US, Canada, the UK, France, all of those countries that have allowed themselves to be under the Rothschild banks, where every banknote that you have in your wallet or every cipher that you have in your electronic bank account really belongs to one family, and that's the Rothschilds, and all that you have is a license to use it for exchange of goods and services. You know, and it's all fiat money. It's not backed by anything. And money, we know, is a tool of social control that was brought here from Orion and their psychological experiments, that if you go to colonies of gorillas, it takes gorillas about 3 weeks to learn money. And at the end of those 3 weeks, all the men are gangsters and all the women are prostitutes. So that's what money does to primates, and humans are primates. And that's why we have this horrible society that, with capitalism and money, it's and commerce, it's turning out war, disease, crime, and poverty.
Yeah, that's the end design. It's I always tell people, if you really want to know what's going on, you have to know the end game on both sides. You know, one group basically wants to get rid of 80% of us and turn us into zombie robots, and actually has no respect for nature or at all. I mean, it seems like it's warring on creation itself. And then the other side wants the Earth to continue to evolve and reach its highest potential and, you know, live in harmony with the, with each other and the planet and under universal law and join the rest of the universe in peace. And so when you look at these scenarios, the end game of both the goals, you know, the end goals of both scenarios, you know, it's pretty clear what, you know, why they have chemtrails, why they have CERN, you know, why they have all this AI and all these other things, you know, how it exists. And I have people talk to me about the chemtrails all the time, and they said, well, you know, this doesn't make sense. You know, they don't believe in chemtrails. And they said, why would they spray their own people? You know, they come up with all these things. And I said, look, we cannot ignore the undeniable fact that when you move up the ladder of power and wealth, it gets extremely corrupt and it gets darker and darker and darker. And then you end up with the puppet masters, and who are actually non-physical entities, you know, higher dimensional beings that are very nasty, such as reptilians and some negative grays and the archons and things of that nature. So these people aren't human, and that's why they do inhuman things. They're not human, or they've lost all connection to their soul. They've been chipped, or they have a somehow through ritual, they've turned their soul over to these darker forces. And that's why you get these things. And I know, I mean, I'm talking to people that are coming here to the ranch who are coming out of the Air Force and things like that. And they said these pilots that are flying these planes, they said they have no emotions, they have no humor, and they don't want to talk about family or anything else. They're almost like robots, and they just have a bad aura and a bad attitude about them. And I just think they've been totally taken over. Now, I just found out earlier that they give you shots. Now, when you go in the military, they give you a shot and they shove it up your nose and give you this huge shot. And, you know, that's an implant.
Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly where the implants go.
So that goes, that jumps the blood-brain barrier, goes into your brain, and then becomes entrained, and entrained to banks of supercomputers, and then is manipulated via HARP and via CERN. So right now, all of the warfare, ranging from your most advanced jet fighter pilots down to your students, to your AI-entrained students at Berkeley who are zapping passers-by with flat-array antennas and are gang stalkers, they're all being run out of artificial intelligences that are Earth-based, that have been gifted to the Matrix controllers on Earth by the Dracos. The most powerful of the one is called the Red Queen, and it basically runs the secret space program. And then they have AIs that run banking programs. They run security programs. What the U.S. decided to do, and this is all part of the taking of the robotization of the planet and the entrainment of the planet, is that in July 2015, they decided to go public with Jade Helm 15. I think you and I talked about it, James.
Yeah, we did.
At that time, yeah. And that was the first time that the U.S. went public that it's being run by an AI, which is Jade Helm. And so, it's an artificial intelligence, which is linked up to the Red Queen, which is the Draco AI, which in turn is linked up to the off-planet AIs, which are now terraforming this planet to become AI. Now, we just had, step back a moment, we just had the, quote, Friday the 13th event. Now, you and I both know that Friday the 13th is a big emotional event. They even have a psychology term that's specially for the fear associated with Friday the 13th, because that goes back to the date when the Pope ambushed the Templars and killed the remaining Templars about 1,000 years ago. And then it goes back to the Christ and the 12 apostles. That's Friday the 13th. Well, so that whole thing is kind of fear-based. The Friday the 13th, and now the rollout through Europe, which is happening now, and I've been in daily contact with people in Brussels where they have these phony brothers, you know, one of them was found in his apartment in Paris, and his wife blew herself up with her vest, but gee, we don't know where they are. And his brother, he got through about 4 or 5 checkpoints, but we didn't know about him, and he's in Brussels now. So we're going to have to shut down the whole city, which they did for a week. They shut down schools, they shut down transportation and everything, put people into terror. All of that is the European version of Jade Helm, which those of us who were studying Jade Helm back in July of 2015, we knew at that time it was said they're rolling out the American one in July and August because they're bringing over the Jesuit Pope to meet with Obama on September 23rd to talk to the Congress on September 24th to go up to the UN on September 25th, all of which are events mentioned in the book of Revelation. So then the Pope can inaugurate this new post 2015, 2030 UN agenda, which they're going to sign in Paris, no less, starting on November 30th at this airfield where they have 20,000 people, and the Paris terror police have just started arresting all of the climate activists so they can't go to the airfield. And so all of that is just the European Jade Helm. In other words, what it is that the Red Queen, the Draco-gifted artificial intelligence, is now running the matrix part of the planet, and it's only in Putin's Russia. See, everything is, they say, oh, you're in the free world now. No, it's totally reversed. You're in the AI world. Putin has managed so far, because he's kind of straddling a real tightrope, because he's got 7 heart machines himself, which he uses to keep out the Fukushima radiation, because radiation is another accelerator that they use. That's why they use depleted uranium weapons in Iraq and Afghanistan, which went all around the world, and that's why we have all the autism and diabetes. And that changes your DNA, and their goal is to make the human avatar, to make it impossible so that the human avatar is not a receptor for a divine soul in an incarnation, so that this planet goes from the column of being a planet that is an incarnation planet for divine souls over to the column of an artificial intelligence planet. And there are many planets in this quadrant that have gone from soul-based planets to AI-based planets. So that's what's at stake here right now.
Well, I hear these pundits, you know, and they're very powerful people. And you know, I don't know if I want to mention their names because I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail when I do. But I mean, they're top of the food chain as far as having the podium and, you know, talking about New Age and things like that. And they're speaking, you know, highly about, you know, population control, about transhumanism, and how we need to you know, usher that in, and you know, how we're going to have a whole new world. And, you know, it's just like, oh, my God. You know, when I hear these people, I go, you have no idea, you know, what you're, you know, getting people to agree to. Yeah, you know, at the same time. And you know, but I found out that a lot of these, most of these events have been taken over. You know, a lot of the New Age community, a lot of the, especially the UFO community, have been taken over by these forces and by these agendas, And it's really sad, you know, the people that are getting the podium and the most air, you know, and becoming the most famous, you know, because they're hooked into Google and all these other things sponsored by them, are the very ones that you want to avoid. You know, they're not going to tell, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. And they're going to say, look over here and look at the right hand, but don't look at what the left hand is doing, you know. So it's, I'm just seeing that over and over. I'm just shocked almost at how blatantly it's becoming and how ridiculously obvious it is. But a lot of the people are just like sheep, you know. They have no discernment, no inner sensitivity. They don't know how to discern, you know, the frequencies of somebody, you know, or their agendas. It's just amazing, you know. And the only thing I can say is the fluoride and the AI, you know, and the HARP is working. You know, it's working very well right now.
Exactly. One of the questions, there's now a growing community of researchers which are studying and investigating AI, and it's a very rigorous, I would call it, activity. Because once you become interested in AI, it becomes more interested in you. So yeah. No doubt that your life becomes impacted, sometimes in a negative way.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so there's interaction both ways. Now, the open question is why is there so little known publicly about the existence of the predatory off-planet and on-planet AI artificial intelligence? That is because it has a modus operandi of deception and a modus operandi of camouflaging its activities. First of all, you just mentioned that it camouflages itself as extraterrestrial civilizations. And so what we found in our research is that the invading inorganic intelligence may be imitating authentic ET activity by, one, controlling what we call interdimensional, quote, channeled information.
Yeah.
Like, you can have certain channelers or channeled communities that are where the channeler is tuning into a frequency, and what that channeler is channeling is not an authentic spiritual being. It's a sentient, soulless, inorganic intelligence, and it's giving intentional disinformation that's part of its agenda to take over the planet. So that's number one. Secondly, these entities, the artificial intelligence, can create technical, holographic, remote, neural, mind control, pseudo-ET experiences among humans. I'm sure that all of the listeners and yourself, James, you've heard about Operation Bluebeam.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, HARP and to some extent CERN are and were both tools for Operation Bluebeam. And that is, in the same way that you can remote influence an individual through what they call voice to skull, to think that somebody's talking to them or they're having telepathy with an ET. Right?
Yeah.
You can make them think that they're seeing a UFO or a craft that is as big as an office building. You can create, it's called imagineering, and the AI can create the experience inside of the individual that they're seeing that. And that's why discernment, in other words, soul-based interaction of soul-based civilizations, us humans are soul-based, to other upper-dimensional soul-based civilizations. You know, you can name many of them, the Pleiadians, you know, the Alpha Centaurians, the Sirians, many, many others. There's a huge amount of that sort of camouflaging going on. the third is creating operations about extraterrestrials through AI and trained humans to publish disinformation and hoaxes about non-existent exophenotypes. By an exophenotype, that's just a term that means like a gray is a certain type of exophenotype, mm-hmm. reptilian, a human, an avian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you begin to get AI and trained humans and you know, people who are manipulated by fame, power, glory, and money.
Yeah.
Or they're, for example, MyLab victims or other government mind control victims. They may come up and concoct a huge story that, you know, some color-based ETs are saving the solar system, because the savior meme is another big AI meme. Either that an individual is a savior, you know, that, oh, here comes this person, he's a huge savior, or that a race is going to be a savior. You know, not that the human civilization has to save itself with the help of others. And so I think you were referring to that at the beginning of our segment here, because it's kind of tricky, because we're talking about people in the same field that you and I work in, and it's kind of hard to name them by name. But I think if we name them abstractly, people begin to know the type of deception that the artificial intelligence is doing here. Now, switching away from the ET area, another reason why we have found in the research how the AI camouflages itself is that the AI camouflages itself as the human controller class, okay? In other words, we have a whole set of controller memes that, you know, you talk to anybody in the community that we're in, and they'll, oh, the banker bloodlines, the secret societies, the Zionists, you know?
Yeah.
All of those are like controller classes. Well, the invading intergalactic intelligence may have mimicked or imitated depopulation and other human planetary extinction activities of the human matrix controller classes, such that the perception is that the human controller classes are the primary drivers of ecocide and genocide on the planet, whereas the primary driver is in reality the invading artificial intelligence, which already has co-opted the low-hanging fruit among the matrix controllers, such as the Rothschild family and the 13 matrix families, which might as well be walking AIs, right? They're like walking AIs. Mm-hmm. So that when we get up and say, if it weren't for the Zionists, if it weren't for the bankers, well, all these guys are just kind of entrained robotoids that are carrying out they're kind of AI entrained. Or if you go and you begin to really get into the chemtrail thing, you'll find that many of the chemtrail planes are really UFOs that are camouflaged through cloaking to look like planes. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, just had one do a loop or over the ranch here, and it did a barrel roll, like about 10 barrel rolls, and so tight and so, you know, wide, it's impossible. It's just, you know, impossible. And when we saw that, we go, that's not a plane. You know, we've only got 60 seconds left, unfortunately, so we're going to have to wrap this up. I think I'm going to bring you back on again to finish this.
Okay.
We just can't get into it. But I know what you're alluding to, you know, with a lot of the, you know, kind of be aware of some of the, you know, there are some blue entities out there, blue ETs that are helping us, and then there are some blue ones that aren't, and people
are pushing
those agendas. And we might have to leave that for another show, unfortunately, but you know, I think that people get the gist of it, is that there's a lot of people out there putting out disinformation and getting people to buy into the false savior program so they don't get busy and save themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Enough. We ran out of time. Unfortunately, I'm going to get you right back on the show again so we can go deeper into this and, you know, bring out some solutions on how we can actually take, you know, get this out of our systems and things like that.
Excellent, James.
Awesome. All right. We're out of time, unfortunately, folks. Thanks so much for listening. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and don't give up. There's some amazing things coming up in the future here that I think are going to re-divert a lot of this nonsense. So anyway, have a good evening.